Welcome to the Elizabeth Roddick Radio Channel, a radio show dedicated to a better lifestyle for women over 50. Covering tips on health, nutrition, exercise and more, packed with fascinating, interesting and enlightened subjects for all women over 50. And here she is, Elizabeth Roddick.
The next section is about exercise. I mean, man was meant to move, but modern man doesn't move enough. Think about it as you get into your car, sit in front of your television or your computer. Our modern lifestyle means that we don't have to use our muscles. We can exist indefinitely with our sedentary way of life, but we will certainly not enjoy the full potential available to us unless we utilise our bodies to the full. If you're overweight, then exercise must be an integral factor in any weight loss programme. Exercise has got to be a way of life. It's not a programme to be taken up and set down as other more important parts of your life get in the way. We all know about walking rather than taking the car or climbing stairs instead of using the lift. Many of us are members of gyms, and yet, do we all use our membership fully? How can we make exercise part of our lives so that not to take part on a daily basis would be unthinkable? The first ingredient, I'm going to talk about three things. The first ingredient in anything we do is motivation. If I was to say to you that there are two types of exercise that are guaranteed to make you look and feel younger, would that make you eager to participate? Write down all the personal reasons why you would like to feel and look better through exercise. Now write down what might happen if you never exercised. Do you want to look bloated, overweight, and unable to play sport with your children or grandchildren? The second ingredient is fun. You must enjoy what you're doing, otherwise it just becomes a drudgery. If you enjoy dancing, for example, close the blinds, put on your favourite music, and enjoy the feel-good factor as you lose your inhibitions and let your body flow. Have you ever seen the faces of some of the joggers when you know that this is really not what they want to be doing? I'll tell you a way of doing 10 minutes of weight-bearing exercise indoors, which is roughly equivalent to a 30-minute jog without the skeletal shock. The third ingredient to successfully integrating exercise into your life is recording achievements. Say you've never exercised before and you decide to do 2 minutes of exercise today. End of that time, write in a diary that you successfully completed the allotted slot. For those of you who already exercise, then write down the time you spent and mentally decide whether your goal is to increase your time tomorrow or keep to the same. Recording your success is an important part of keeping exercise integrated within your life. Many people will say that they don't have the time, but I'm hoping during this section and also my Ear Quality Life System webinars, I'll tell you how to get exercise done in the shortest possible time. Always remember, though, before embarking on any exercise program, get yourself checked out at your doctor's practice in case there's some medical reason you shouldn't attempt some of the suggested movements. Also, you may be someone who has a physical condition which makes you unable to move. Perhaps with some of the exercises I'm talking about, please ask your doctor, maybe ask a physiotherapist what you can do and get that into your life. There are many established practices devoted to enhancing mind-body integration. One such discipline is yoga, where the philosophy is that we should live in harmony with body and soul. When you practice yoga under expert guidance, you can achieve an inner stillness that enables you to listen to the signals within your body and direct energy in the body through attention and intention. The sun salutation is something that you can do, and it's a sequence of yoga postures. They're best performed with full consciousness as a salute to the sun. If you try these exercises in the morning, it'll get you on a really good start to the day. I've asked Julie Hansen to demonstrate the correct moves, and you'll find that they're in a PDF in this radio section. So have a look at them and follow along. The first thing is, make sure you've warmed up before doing any stretching exercise. Now, to warm the body, rub your hands quickly up and down the backs of your arms. Move on to your thighs and the backs of the legs and buttocks. Finally, the calves, rubbing vigorously. Conscious breathwork is an important component of yoga, and the following instructions, which you'll find in the PDF, include information on how to integrate breathing with movement. The first one is stand upright with your feet together. Inhale deeply, exhale, and press your palms together in front of your chest, touching the skin in front of your heart with the back of your thumbs. The next point, two, inhale and lock your thumbs, extending your hands out in front of you. Watch your hands as you raise them high above your head. With knees loose, not locked, lean backwards from your hips as far as is comfortable. Part three is exhale and fold your body slowly forward from the waist, bending your knees as you go down. Ideally touch the floor with your hands, but if you're unable to do that, like me, then let your hands hang in a relaxed manner. Part four is inhale and bending your knees, place your palms flat on the floor beside your feet. Bring your right knee up, keeping your knee at right angles to your chest, and look up. Keep your right foot between your hands and extend your left foot far back and place your left knee on the floor. Bring your right knee up to your chest and look up. Then you exhale and extend your right foot back to meet your left. Leave your hands where they are. Push your bottom up to make a triangle with the floor. This time look at your feet and lower your heels towards the floor. When you inhale, lower your knees, chest and chin to the floor, leaving your pelvis raised. Now keep your palms beneath your shoulders and your elbows and close to your body. Continue to inhale, lower your pelvis to the floor and let your head and shoulder curl upward like a snake ready to attack. Exhale and push yourself up into the triangle position, just as you did before. Inhale again and swing your left foot forward this time between your hands. Do that with the opposite foot. Exhale and swing your right foot forward until it's next to the left foot between your hands. Straighten your knees while at the same time keeping your arms and hands hanging loosely or flat on the floor. Inhale, locking your thumbs and unfolding your body slowly until you're in a standing position. Look up at your hands as you're keeping bending backwards as far as is comfortable. Exhale and slowly bring your palms together in front of your chest, the thumbs touching the skin in front of your heart. You can see it's gone from 1 to 12. I hope you've been trying this. What you're trying to do is having deep breaths and relaxation really right through this. Ideally, you should repeat the exercise 7 times at the end. Lie flat on your back with palms at your side facing up and listen for the controlled beat of your heart. Another form of exercise which can enhance mind-body coordination is the Chinese martial art of Tai Chi. Tai Chi involves graceful, slow movements which improve balance, flexibility and strength, enhancing both mental and physical well-being. People who practice this form of exercise are healthier, seem younger than those who don't. One of the best ways to look and feel younger is to undergo strength exercises. To build strength, you need to regularly activate your muscle groups. You need to systematically exercise the major muscle groups in your arms, legs and trunk. And the key to building strength is to start off slowly and gradually build up. Holding a position for 15 seconds provides the most benefit. The Swiss ball, I've asked Shelley to demonstrate the use of the ball again, in the PDF, you can see her sitting on the ball. It's an expensive but a challenging way to work out. It's inexpensive. It's a great tool for addressing postural alignment, strengthening your core muscles, as well as improving balance and coordination. Strenger agreed that the better your posture, the better you function in day-to-day activities and thus lower the risk of injuries. Warm up. Don't forget to warm up your muscles before starting any type of exercise. So there's rubbing your muscles. An excellent way to warm up for programs of work is a fast brisk walk for about 10 minutes in order to get the large muscle groups moving as well as greater mobility for the upper body. Lower body. By working your lower body, you'll increase endurance and strengthen your leg muscles, making you less prone to injury. The more we mimic daily movements, focusing on good posture, the less chance we have of injuries. You're working your upper body. You're looking to tone and strengthen your arms, shoulders and chest. Once again, these exercises mimic daily activities and will help towards lifting, carrying, using better posture. The total body exercises focus on using all the major muscle groups in your body while adding greater flexibility to your exercise program. The next section is about using the Swiss ball. Balance squat against the wall is number one, and that's where you place the ball against your lower back and rest it against the wall. Again, you can see this in the PDF. Place your feet hip-width apart and walk your feet slightly forward, pressing some body weight into the ball. Cross your arms over your chest so that your fingers rest on opposite shoulders and keep your hands by your side. Slowly bend your knees to a 90-degree angle. Keeping your hips back, your knees should stop directly over your ankles. Gently lift out of the squat and return to the start position. And you need to repeat that 10 times. The pelvic tilt is where you sit in the ball with your back straight, with your feet flat on the floor and your hands either side. You roll backwards and forwards, keeping your upper body upright. It's a very, very small movement. Again, repeat 10 times. The leg extension, you'll see Shelley lying on her back with her legs on the ball. You're placing the lower part of your legs and your feet on top of the ball. Your knees and toes should face the ceiling. You press your heels into the ball, bend your knees in towards your chest and roll the ball towards your bottom. Extend your legs out to the start position and repeat 15 times. Push-ups are performed by lying on the ball under your stomach and pelvis with your arms reaching the floor, shoulder width apart. Lower your chest towards the floor and push back up. Keep your body straight and repeat 10 times. Stretching is a vital part of any exercise program as it develops flexibility and lengthens the muscle fibers, so any discomfort that has occurred will be eased. By becoming more flexible, you're reducing the risk of injuries, as these exercises are not cardiovascular, fast or furious, fairly controlled. These stretching exercises can either be used as a cool down or interspersed within the workout. First one is upper leg stretch, and you place one foot in the opposite knee. As again, have a look at the PDF. Turn the leg outwards and roll the ball towards you until you feel the stretch. Repeat 10 times on both legs. The total body stretch means you rest in the ball with your hands and feet on the floor and you stretch out one arm and the opposite leg, a bit like Superwoman, and hold the position. Repeat 10 times on both sides. Then you have exercising without equipment. A calf raise, using the stairs inside your home or front door. Make sure your feet are parallel or halfway up over the step. Use your hands for balance by either resting against the wall or banister. Gently lift and lower your heels, pushing down through your toes. You pause briefly at the top and then slowly lower. Try 10 slow repetitions. A shoulder press is seated on a chair. Imagine that the crown of your head is connected by a thread to the ceiling, running up your spine. Shoulders are always down and slightly back to open up your chest. Using cans of beans, grip these in an overhead grasp with your hands a little wider than shoulder width apart at upper chest level. Lift the weight straight up, keeping your elbows slightly bent at the top and concentrate on good posture. Lower your arms slowly back down to your chest. Repeat 10 times slowly and breathe steadily. A chest press is lying on the floor with bent knees that are hip width apart and facing forward using the cans of beans gripped in an overhand grasp. Do this exercise without weights first so that you get your arms in the correct position. Start with the weights either side of your chest with your elbows at 90 degrees. Push the weights straight up without locking your elbows. Lower the weight slowly down to the start position and repeat 10 times slowly. Breathe steadily. The abdominal crunches are where you lie on the floor with bent knees that are hip width apart and facing forward. Place your arms behind your neck and contract your abdominals and curl forward, lifting your shoulder blades away from the floor. You slowly return to the start position and repeat 10 times, taking 2 to 3 seconds to lift and lower your body. Stretching, such as standing calf stretch, which you'll find again in the PDF, is leaning against a wall in a stride stance. You place your arms out in front of you at shoulder height, contacting the wall. Keep your head upright and look forward. Use your arms to lever your ankle into a stretch and hold for 10 to 12 seconds. Repeat on both legs. Standing upper body stretch is standing upright with legs hip width apart. Place both arms overhead with hands clasped together and look straight ahead. Reach towards the ceiling to feel the stretch and hold for 10 seconds. Repeat 3 times. Just make sure that you do ask if you're allowed to do any of these exercises before you do. I hope you enjoyed this session. I hope you looked at the photographs. That will help you get an exercise program together. I'll speak to you next time.
If you've got any questions that you'd love to hear the answer to, let Elizabeth know. We hope you've enjoyed today's session. If you want more right now, go to www.erqualitylifesystem.com.